We're joined by Massachusetts Congressman Mike Capuano from Somerville. Good morning, Congressman, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
It's always a pleasure, maybe a little less so today, Bob.
Well, how surprised are you this morning at how easily Donald Trump seems to have beaten Secretary Clinton?
I'm no different than most people I know. I knew it would be a tight race, but I expected Hillary Clinton to pull it out. I've been looking at numbers since about 4 o'clock this morning, and the one interesting thing is that Hillary Clinton seems to have beaten him in the popular vote.
What do you think made the difference for Donald Trump?
Obviously, at this point in time, America is more interested in turning a little bit to the right. I don't know how far to the right. We'll find out over the next year or so, because it's not just Trump. I mean, you know, we didn't pick up as many seats in the Senate as most of us thought we would. We only picked up 6, maybe 7 seats in the House. Many of us thought we'd do a little bit better than that. All that being said, I think the country has made a statement. Now the question is how the Republicans, who now will control the White House, the Senate, and the House, and therefore they will be able to get their Supreme Court nominees, how are they going to govern? Are they going to govern in a moderate conservative way, or are they going to govern in an extremist way? And if they do it in an extremist way, I think America will reject them, and certainly I will.
Donald Trump seems to have successfully tapped a vein of anger in the American population, or at least the electorate. What do you think they're angry at Congress about?
Well, I think they're just angry in general at government. I think that some of us have gone a little too fast, a little too far, the health care bill being an example. I don't find many people that don't want to cover people with health care, but they have differences of opinion with the details. I think a lot of people have come to the conclusion that some of the bilateral trade agreements we've made have been very bad. And bad for America, and I think Trump really tapped into that. And I think that there's always some level of anger in an election, especially in a presidential election. So that's always a base to build on.
As a Democrat in a Republican-controlled House on Capitol Hill after this election, how do you take that? What's the message to you?
Message to me, first of all, is I represent a district. I don't represent the whole country. My district was overwhelmingly for Hillary Clinton and overwhelmingly Democratic. So my job is to represent them to the best of my ability. Now, that means, you know, trying to work with the majority. If they want to be reasonable, I will try. But if they want to just, you know, rule from the extreme right, my job is to stand up to them every opportunity that they present. That's not what I want to do. I really hope they come to the table in a spirit of compromise, understanding that, yeah, they just won an election, but still close to 50% of the country doesn't support them. And everybody, no matter who had won, you have to be able to see that this country is seriously divided along a philosophical line. In this case, we're the minority, but we're not the minority at 10% or 20%. We're the minority of 49-point-whatever percent. And that's something that if you really want to be a good person in government, you really have an obligation to reach out. Now, if they do, we can work together. If they don't, the country will remain significantly divided for a couple of years. But because of the number, that divide will still result in the extreme right having more victories than losses. And I believe if that's the case, the American people will rise up and reject them 2 years later.
As candidate, Donald Trump pushed a lot of issues that were on the far right. If you had to pick one that most concerns you, an issue that you think you're going to have to deal with in the next Congress, what would it be?
Two things. It'd be his alleged tax policies of you know, slashing for the rich and, you know, not doing anything for the working class, and his policy of being so anti-immigrant. I mean, is he really going to round up 12 million people and kick them out of the country? I don't believe it. I've never believed it. But if he tries, it will be very, very painful and very divisive.
Congressman Mike Capuano, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition. Appreciate it on the morning after this election.
Always a pleasure, Bob. It's great talking to you.